J.C. Douglas, Program Director of Q104. Why did you decide to have a mail order bride contest?
It was a spinoff of our Valentine's Day contest, where we gave away a divorce. We have ways of framing things that aren't necessarily exactly what's happening, but it just makes for a fairly provocative sense of what we're doing. When we gave away a divorce, quote unquote, we actually paid for a retainer for a lawyer to retain to help a lesbian couple get divorced.
Do you see a difference between assisting people sort of end their legally sanctioned coupling versus sending a contest winner to a country so that he might select a woman as a prize? Don't you think there's a bit of a difference in there?
Well, I think you're using bias and framing it that way. What happened, spinning off of our Valentine's Day contest, is that we got criticized by some people for that. So our morning show, we just happened to be talking about that criticism and saying, you know, we should straighten up, fly right, and maybe embrace the whole love and marriage concept. So maybe next we should give away a marriage. Maybe we should give away a bride. Maybe we should give away a mail order bride. Ha ha ha, that would be funny. And then when we got talking about it in a meeting afterwards, we thought, you know what, there is actually some, we should look into the mail order bride thing, because that sounds a little exotic, a little different, a little unusual. And as we were thinking Russian mail order brides, you know, and this was bringing to mind, for me anyway, images of, you know, World War II. I mean, I really didn't know much about the mail order bride industry in present day, or, you know, any connection between it and some of the heinous activity that, you know, has been labeled at the radio station for being connected with. When we were looking at Russian mail order bride services, a Czech service came up, and then that led to some double entendres and puns. The check is in the mail, and then somebody said, the mail is in the check. Ha ha ha. Oh, that's rife with double entendre. So it led to us thinking that might be a nice edgy kind of thing for us to do, which is, you know, we aren't afraid to do a contest with a humorous edge to them here at Q104, and simply led to us thinking there's some humor involved there, and it would be a little edgy covering for what is otherwise really just a love connection sort of game, no different than you know, many of the Bachelor and dating game sort of TV shows.
Human trafficking and sex slavery is a multi-billion dollar industry, though, that sort of panders to, some might say, the lowest common denominator. What do you think about this contest in that kind of framework? Weren't you aware that, you know, sex slavery and human trafficking, prostitution, are very serious issues that don't necessarily sit very well with a large percentage of the population?
No, it doesn't sit well with me either. We'd be completely offended by that kind of activity, which should go without saying. The reality in our situation is that we were looking at putting a dating contest together. The people involved in developing the contest here were unaware of any connection between, you know, an international online dating service and human trafficking. When we were faced with allegations of that connection, we went to La Strada, which is an NGO internationally that looks at issues of human trafficking, and they sent us some documentation from the Czech government that basically absolves the online dating services of any connection to human trafficking in the Czech Republic. You know, to us, that was significant enough evidence to say that as much as we would in no way support any of those kinds of horrible activities that apparently do happen in parts of the country, including our own country, there's human trafficking and obviously prostitution, but sexual exploitation. But we are comfortable that the dating service we're working with has absolutely nothing to do with that kind of activity. If we thought it did, I'm sure the evidence would be ample, and we would, you know, have pulled the contest in a minute.
What about questions of body image? You know, not everybody's going to look like a buxom, blonde, blue-eyed Czech woman in a bikini, which, you know, very much whether or not it is a prize, whether or not it is, whether or not there are sort of stop gaps where the woman gets to also select the man and they signed up of their own free volition. What do you think about the notion that this simply plays into body types that most women can't hope to reach and doesn't really do well for 50 or 51% of the population's self-esteem to be viewed as a prize to be won?
Well, that is a massive subject all on its own, and our use of one bikini-clad woman on our website banner regarding the contest was simply the use of a sexy image
it's suggesting, I mean, I know sex sells, right? It's and that's true, and that, you know, needs to be looked at as well. But this is not really a woman in a bikini standing beside a car anymore. This is sort of a woman as the prize, rather than using her as a conduit that you might get sex if you were to buy a new truck. This suggests that you can win her in a contest.
Well, the date is the prize. That's what you win, is you win a series of dates. Anything beyond a cursory like look at the main web page of a contest, if you look at the rules of the contest and you listen to what we've been saying on air, this is done for our listeners, people who listen to the radio station. The slightest bit of listening to the details of the contest or reading them would show you instantly that we're not giving a human being away. The thought that anyone would mistake that's what we're doing is so wildly outrageous to us that we didn't think anybody would even go that direction.
So what's your name?
Bruce Nedved.
And you're one of the contestants in the Bachelor contest. The mail is in the check.
Right. Bachelor number 3.
What do you think of the protests here?
I don't think they understand maybe what's going on, or maybe from the sides of the Bachelor anyway, at least my side. So that's what I came down to explain to anybody who wanted to talk to me or find out from a Bachelor what our intent is.
What's your intent? What is your side?
My side is to go, hopefully, on a trip to Prague, go on 4 different dates, and that is it.
Right.
That is it. Go on 4 different dates. If it works out, great. Same as if you went on 4 dates here. Nothing more.
So no hopes of some sex trade, tourism, or anything like that, or winning a bride?
I was shocked when I heard that this morning. That's why I had to come down. I never associated at all with purchase of women or anything. I respect all ladies, and I guess that's what I'm here to say. My mother would be mortified if she knew I was in a sex trade thing or something. So no, it's just to go on dates. That's it, bottom line.
Can you understand the concerns of the protesters here today?
Not really, no. I don't know enough about the site, or perhaps, but no, I don't understand it, no.
Any thought about male privilege from the Western world going in, you know, maybe winning a bride? Anything wrong with that morally or philosophically for you?
Well, that's not my motive. I was married, and my wife was a partner, and that's what I'm looking for, is a partner. Not a sex trade or a prostitute.
Thanks for your time. So what's your name?
My name is Lori Ehler, E-H-L-E-R, if you need it.
And what's wrong with this contest today?
Oh, it's wrong on so many levels, especially on International Women's Day, when we're working so hard to raise awareness about oppression and systemic difficulties and inequalities. And then we have a community radio station that promotes the kind of things that we've been working against for the last 100 years and trying to end and trying to raise awareness. And the minimization of what they're promoting is appalling, and also just shows their lack of education of the broader social issues in our community.
What about their arguments that this is only, you know, a dating service for bachelors and there's no suggestion of winning a bride? Where do you think of that?
I mean, the contest says the check, the mail is in the check, win a mail order bride. So, I mean, it's a part of what their contest says. The companies that they're linked to certainly suggest in their on their websites through, you know, there's no men, you can't date men on the site. There you have to pay a very large fee to be a member, and the more money that you pay, the more dates you get to go on. And it also promotes immigration lawyers on the site that they use to help you get your bride back into your country of choice. And but our bigger issue is not about whether they're dating and whether they're not dating. The issue is that they're promoting an industry that's quite oppressive and quite pejorative to women. You know, absolutely. So we think that the oppression and the sexism and the economic suffering that women often experience through these kinds of activities is absolutely appalling. And it's well researched and shown and documented internationally that this is the case. And for them to use the mail order bride term, I think is what we're offended at for. What is really what we're fighting for and here protesting today.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
We understand the logo thing can be taken any way you want. Yeah,
can be taken any way you
want.
The
contest itself, though, let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
Sure.
It's on the up and up.
So how do you feel about like the economic differences between the Czech Republic and here, and how this could be perceived as like an expression of white? You know what white burden means? The term white burden.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Like, do you think that's?
I don't see the correlation.
You don't feel
I don't think there's anybody here in just as
like
appealing
to like working class males in maritime Canada to go find women that work in this specific industry in the Czech Republic.
Have you gone to the website?
I have.
And they're doctors, lawyers, teachers.
Lawyers.
Do they make a good living in the Czech Republic?
Yeah.
I can't say that. I don't know what the wages are.
I know.
The wages
would be pretty lousy. But you know that. I'm not telling you things you don't know. Yeah. I'm not here to educate you.
We support you guys. We honestly do. I know you don't think that. We support you guys for what you're doing. It's your right to do it, and we have no problem.
Do you not see anything wrong with the campaign picture that you have?
Me personally, no.
No, nothing.
Why not?
Like the objectification of women in developing countries or in poorer countries that have no other option but to try to, like, get a man from a developed country, marry him, get a visa, get citizenship over here, where they have a better chance.
You're reading more into it than what it is.
Well,
does that stuff not happen? Yeah,
that's
sure.
What essentially mail order brides are.
Yeah, and you know, this was brought up in Parliament. Like, this isn't us, just this group of small.
Mean anybody can bring anything up in Parliament if they want to. Right?
Usually, Parliament delegates. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can bring anything up.
But you know, it's just kind of another, you know, black eye on Halifax. You know,
that's your opinion.
Do you have
hundreds and if not thousands of people thinking it's not?
Do you see how this can be seen as advertising a illicit sex tourism business?
Absolutely not. No.
You may not be participating in sex trafficking.
That's commonly internationally accepted.
But your choice of a country that is notorious for sex slavery and human trafficking is providing advertising for that. Regardless.
Halifax is too. You know, but how many women are forced to go to
notorious.
Toronto, Montreal?
It's definitely an issue in Canada, but it's Czechoslovakia has a reputation for it, and you've specifically chosen to bring people to Czechoslovakia for sex tourism.
And so is it Thailand next? Is that Thailand, will that be your next contest?
No. We're giving away a trip to Las Vegas to see Van Halen.
Are you prepared to withdraw this program, this contest? Are you prepared to stop the contest?
No, we honestly don't see the problem with it. If it dealt in any way, as you've been told, any way in human trafficking, we'd pull it. We would.
And you don't think it makes it like a light of human trafficking? Like it's, you know, kind of funny.
No, we take that very seriously. That's it. That's something we do not condone at any time or anything.
How about sexist advertising?
Why are you making puns off of it?
Yeah,
that's what we do. That's what people make puns
out of.
That's
how you take
time.
Things seriously.
What's that?
That's how you take things seriously.
The mail is in
the
check.
No, we're in the radio business.
Well, you just said you took it seriously, but you're making a joke.
Making a pun out of it, not making a joke out of it.
That's a joke.
A pun is a joke.
I'm not trying to tell you your business, but a pun is a joke.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, it's a joke, but it's not making light of that. You guys can read it any way
so,
you want.
So, and a pun's not making light of things. The joke's not making
so
light
what,
of
so
things.
So what? So your group is against facts and stuff like that? You don't. You see the facts that have been posted about the website we're on and all that stuff, and you go, I don't care. I don't believe it.
Pardon me for saying this, but
systemic injustice?
Picture's worth a thousand words.
We're not
going to
change what's happening in the Czech Republic, which isn't...
But you're encouraging it and you're supporting it.
No, we're not.
Absolutely.
You're
how
part,
are
you're
not?
Part of the system that is perpetuating
basing a
problems.
Contest on the idea of sex tourism in Czechoslovakia, which
absolutely
is notorious
not
for sex trafficking and human
where,
slavery.
Where's the sex tourism at? Where's that in our contest?
When a male
the male is in the Czech...
Mm-hmm.
It's the system at work,
the
cultures.
Yes.
The country.
You're making... you're...
So you guys took it to the...
You're
you guys
implying
it that
the
way,
male
not
entry of an anonymous Czech woman, which is sex tourism.
No. It's not anonymous.
Okay, who is she?
They're going to be matched up. The winner is going to be matched up, like you do on Lava Life and eHarmony, based on their compatibility. The winner doesn't get to go to the website and go, I want her, and I want her, and I want her.
And what if no one replies to his responses?
Then he doesn't get dates. It's that simple.
Why
then
is
he gets
it
a free
that we
trip
have to pick
to Prague,
Czechoslovakia? Why couldn't we pick somewhere, say, a developed
England
country?
Canada,
yeah. England, Scotland,
Canada.
Anywhere.
Are you saying the Czech Republic is not a developed country? Have
it
you
is
been there?
I have.
You've been there?
Yes.
Yeah. When were you there?
A few years ago, but it's...
Where'd you go?
It's
who'd
quite
you fly with? Well, where'd you go?
It's quite... It's an underdeveloped country.
It's
and
not
a lot of
country.
And a lot of women there would like jump at the chance to come to Canada as a mail order bride and all the exploitation that that implies in order to get out of there.
Yeah, that's your side of the story. And that's great. You know, like everybody's entitled to their opinion.
So you
don't
think
you
these women you think these women are volunteering to do this because they prefer to stay in the Czech Republic?
That is up to them. The who you know our winner is not going to go. I really like
and
her.
That's
you have
your
to move
that's
to
that's your side of the story saying it's up to them and not up to an environment of oppression that we're perpetuating and the economic and cultural differences that we're feeding off of.
I don't see where the economic differences are. Mm-hmm. Canada is
Eastern Europe and Maritime Canada. You don't think there's any like Czech Republic specifically?
The former Soviet countries all have issues with
growing
sex
up in Eastern Canada.
Slavery.
Yeah, this is an economically depressed area, is it not? Compared
not,
to the rest of the country.
Not
compared to Czechoslovakia.
It's not even the Czech. It's not Czechoslovakia.
Where do you get your facts? Wikipedia?
Where
like,
do you get yours? You haven't even been to the Czech Republic before.
Oh, how many people on your board of directors has?
Or what?
You have a board of directors of sorts?
No.
Corporatized? No. Well, like the
higher-ups,
no, management? How many people in the management have
been
in the Czech Republic?
I don't know.
Have you been to Czech Republic?
Then what kind
me
of question
no
is that? What's it
no
pertain to?
So where are you
it's
basing your
yeah
on?
From research.
Wikipedia.
Internet. No, no.
Oh, the internet. Oh, the internet.
No,
well, there.
You guys always go to Wikipedia. We can check it out. We went to the Czech government.
Oh, yeah. They're full of good facts.
Yeah, I know they do, yeah.
The government's conspiracy.
Yeah.
If you
right
don't
okay
sign
anyway,
you
officers,
work
if you don't mind,
I would like
we do
to
have to get some work done.
Okay.
Well, anyway, honestly, it really was. Don't think, I don't dislike any of you guys out there because you disagree with us. We totally support you, honestly. Don't think we don't.
Oh, we, yeah.
We do. We honestly
we do
don't.
Do. We
I know you think that, but
right
we support everything you do. We understand your...
Well, on International Women's Day, I just have to say, it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
Total coincidence.
And,
yes,
you know, and it would be wonderful if Q104 would make an apology to the women of Nova Scotia because I'm
and
disgraced by you.
Let me clarify one thing. The date was a coincidence, and it was chosen by a woman.
That doesn't make it any better. That's very
for someone who does so much research, it's odd that would be a coincidence.
Right.
I mean,
so
you're just,
yeah,
so you
it's time to go, guys.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Excuse me.
We'll see you soon.
Oh, is it too late?